The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is official. A mob has voted to impeach President Donald Trump. There are still people, five people, that have not voted yet. But 231, including 10 Republicans, have voted to impeach the president. 197, all Republicans, have voted no. So the vote right now, and again, there are, four people have not voted. Four Republicans have not voted yet. All of the Democrats have voted. All of them have voted to impeach the president. And it's a mob. I don't know whether, you know, I don't care if you hate Donald Trump and think he should be impeached. This was done in the matter of a few hours. No witnesses, no video, no facts, no police showing, nothing. A short period of debate on the House of Representatives, and one of the most important actions that the American government can perform, an impeachment, was done. It was a mob. That's the only way to explain it. Like I said, even if you can't stand Donald Trump, you cannot deny this was a mob. And the only way to describe it is a rush for judgment. Yeah, but what he did was so bad. Would that hold up in any court where there was not due process? All right. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. They have voted to impeach. It will be sent to the Senate. And right now, we just don't know. There are so many things going on behind the scenes. Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell are said to be meeting together and negotiating a power-sharing thing because technically Mitch McConnell is still the leader of the Senate. Chuck Schumer will almost certainly be the future leader of the Senate. I don't know. We're in unprecedented historic territories. Never happened before. Never. So anyway, back to Supreme Court news. The Supreme Court has upheld a Trump administration appeal of a federal judge ruling. The lower court federal judge allowed abortion drugs to be sent through the mail an abortion pill ends a life. Abortion pills have been tied to many, many, many complications in young women. Until the Trump administration appealed this, a woman could get abortion pills through the mail without ever meeting with a physician. Now think about that. Think about the restrictions we have on so many procedures. Tattoo parlors are strictly regulated. Skin piercing places where you get your ears pierced or nose pierced or whatever, under rigid restrictions. And yet a woman, before the Trump administration appealed it, a woman could get abortion-inducing drugs sent to her home where she could take these pills with no rules, no regulations, just take the pills and end her pregnancy and the potential of complications. All right, so you hate Donald Trump. The Trump administration was trying to protect women. Well, anyway, was this today? No, this was yesterday. Yesterday, the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 ruling, ruled that the Trump administration can enforce the pro-life rule and lifted a nationwide injunction against it. The three that opposed it, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Stephen Breyer. He was part of the dissension, but he wrote his separate dissent apart from Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor. In the ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts said this was not the case about whether the rule imposed inflicted an undue burden on women seeking abortions. Instead, he said it was about a lower court's authority to block rules during the pandemic and so on and so on and so forth. So that is good news, a pro-life ruling from the Supreme Court. Then in another very interesting Supreme Court ruling, and to be honest with you, I had not seen this case, and I don't know why. I haven't been following it because I hadn't heard of it. Case of a student at George Gwinnett College. A student by the name of Chike Uzegbunam. I probably slaughtered that pronunciation, but most of you don't know. So anyway, Chike Uzegbunam. He is a foreign student, I believe he's from Ghana. Well, he's a young preacher. And he decided he would do some campus preaching on the campus of George Gwinnett College. Now, he's a student there. Well, he was told by the college, oh, you can't do it unless you're in a free speech zone. And you know what those are. It's a place on campus where nobody goes. It's about the size of a postage stamp. You have to go there where nobody goes. Nobody will hear you, and there you have free speech. Well, he decided he had a constitutional right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so he began preaching in apart from the free speech zone. Okay. He took the school to court, and he won. And the school, the college, changed their free speech policy. Well, that's good. Well, this young man, this student said, I deserve compensation. My constitutional rights were taken away. And from what I can understand, and in reading the article is a little confusing. He was asking not for, you know, thousands of dollars. He was asking for a nominal amount, just a few dollars, what's not normally called nominal damages, just to make a point. He wanted to make a point that he was treated wrongly and should be compensated. Quote, at issue was whether the college was responsible for compensating him for its previous policy restrictions. Kristen Wagner, the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing him, argued the students lost forever the chance to get those days back and speak their message to their peers. No policy change can ever restore that lost opportunity. The appropriate remedy to redress these past times is nominal damages. So he is now proceeding purely for principal purposes. Good for him. Chike Uzegbunam at George Gwinnett College, at Gwinnett College. This happened back in 2016. He has now graduated. The school has changed their policy, but they changed the policy after he had graduated, so it didn't help him any. So he is asking for nominal damages to make a point. And the Supreme Court has agreed to take up this case. When they will make a decision on that, don't know. Oral arguments have been made, and the Supreme Court will issue a ruling on that, and that will be another one of those very, very important precedent-setting Supreme Court decisions. All right, we need to take a break. If you have not heard, the House of Representatives has officially voted to impeach Donald Trump. The second time. Yep, second time. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. And, by the way, I need to say this occasionally. If you haven't figured this out, every day I have a lot to say. I have a lot of opinions. I have a lot of facts I want to share with you. I have a lot of my personal opinions. And I do my best to delineate between what is absolute, irrefutable fact and my opinion. If it's my editorial opinion, I try to remember to say, hey, folks, this is my opinion. So I have a lot of facts to share with you. I always have a lot of opinions to share with you. But that does not mean I don't want to hear from you. The President of the United States has been impeached today, second time history. Never happened before. Never, ever happened before. It's historic. And I'm sure that many of you have strong opinions about it. Maybe you think he should have been impeached and you agree with it. Maybe you think he shouldn't. So I just want you to know, I have a lot of things to say. After all, I'm a Baptist preacher, all right? People ask me, how do you talk for 2.5 hours every day on the radio? And my response is always, I'm a Baptist preacher. I could go for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, you know? All right. Anyway, I want you to know, I always appreciate your opinions, whether you agree with me or disagree with me. So let me give you the telephone number again, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you have an opinion, want to talk, give me a call. By the way, I was just looking up... you know, there's been so much made about the president saying this was an illegitimate election, the election was stolen, and so on and so on and so on. On September 26th of 2019, in an op-ed piece written by Hillary Clinton, September 26th, 2019, op-ed piece in the Washington Post, long after the election had been decided, Donald Trump was inaugurated, Hillary Clinton said, and would you allow me to quote, Trump is an illegitimate president. She went on to say that the election of Donald Trump was like, quote, applying for a job and getting 66 million letters of recommendation and losing to a corrupt human being. Yeah. That was September 26th of 2019. Much is being said, Donald Trump never conceded. Donald Trump never conceded. On August 26th, this past summer, all right, August 26th of 2020, Hillary Clinton said in an interview that Joe Biden, quote, should never concede the 2020 presidential election, and please remember, I am quoting, under any circumstances. Can I read that to you again? She said that Joe Biden should not concede. This was on August 26, 2020. This was being reported by NBC News. August 26, 2020, Hillary Clinton said in an interview, Joe Biden should not concede the 2020 presidential election, and again, I am quoting Hillary Clinton, under any circumstances. Okay, and I'll leave it at that. I'm not sure how you feel about this. You may remember the story. A woman in Kansas wanted a baby. She made a friend of, I don't remember whether it was a neighbor or whatever, she made a friend with this pregnant woman. She killed the woman, cut the baby out of her womb, and then claimed the baby as her own. Do you remember that story? She killed the mother, cut the baby out of the womb, and then told everybody it was her baby, and a whole lot of people believed that this baby was actually hers. It was premeditated, horrific murder. Well, that woman was executed last evening. The first woman to be executed in America in 17 years. It's been a long time. She was put to death with lethal injection. She had no last words. She said absolutely nothing. And her attorney said, quote, the craven bloodlust of a failed administration was on full display. It was Donald Trump's fault. What? What did Donald Trump have to do with her execution? Anyway, I believe that execution was justified morally and even more importantly, biblically. Top of the hour break. We'll be back.